One, two, three, hello, I'm your host, Aaron Rittmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where I'm broadcasting Diz Dad's podcast number 472 for Sunday, February 5th, 2017, live at DizTalkRadio.com. This show will also be uploaded to the regular Diz Dad's podcast feed later tonight, just like all our live shows are. Now, this show will be a little unusual. I think this is probably the second time ever that I've done a solo show. Now, I expect it'll be a fairly short show, but I did want to give everybody a bit of a rundown of what we've got coming up in this next batch of Diz Dad's podcasts, which we'll start producing starting later this week. Before I get to that, though, I need to thank our podcast sponsor, Fantastic Memories Travel, and its Mouse Master Travel Group. The Mouse Master Travel Group focuses on Disney destination vacations, and Mouse Master agents would love to take care of the stressful parts of vacation planning so you can focus on the fun. You can check them out at mousemastertravel.com. All right, so moving on to that look ahead. We've got shows scheduled to record for February through April 2017, and those shows are all mapped out. I've done the panel assignments. People have been great about signing up for those. So I just wanted to kind of talk through what those shows are that are coming up over the next few months. It has been a while. You know, I noticed when I looked back, we haven't talked Disney dining in a bit, and we're going to start back talking Disney dining in style as we begin this next set of shows with a show focusing on fine dining at Walt Disney World. We'll be led by our resident foodie, Eric Anderson. He'll be joined on the podcast panel by James Cameron and Chad King. Next up, on February 19th, will be a show that came about at least partially due to a conversation with some fellow Diz Dads while I was waiting in line at Expedition Everest at Walt Disney World during a Diz Dads convention. We were talking about the fact that there seemed to be a number of attractions, shows, rides, all these things that share a common trope, which is, oh my gosh, something just went wrong or is about to go wrong. And so we decided to make a whole show about it. We're going to call it, Oh No, Something's Gone Wrong. And that show will be, about our favorite Disney attractions whose storyline relies on that accident is about to happen trope. Eric Anderson will be back for that show, and he'll be joined by Terry Hawkins and a Diz Dads podcast newcomer, Roy David. I noticed, I went back and checked. Roy's been registered with the Facebook group for quite some time now, but first time he'd stepped up to volunteer to record a show, and I'm really excited to have him on board. It's always great to have new guys getting involved. So, if you've never done a podcast before and you feel like you'd like to participate in some way, shoot me an email at podcast@dizdads.com and we'll find a way to get you involved. There are actually a few slots open on panels during this set of shows, but there can be some other ways to participate as well if our usual recording times don't work well for you or something like that. So again, podcast@dizdads.com, the more the merrier. We really love to expand the community here. we'll wrap up February with a show that was recommended or suggested by Brett Williams. Brett and I got to talking as he was getting ready to record a trip report about split stays and how there are this, you know, whole range of things to talk about and consider when you're staying in more than one Walt Disney World resort. So on February 26th, we'll be talking split stays with Brett, also Terry Hawkins, and Paul will be joining us for that one as well. Should be a good discussion. All three guys are DVC owners. So, you know, I think it's particularly common for DVC folks to split their stays. But I see more and more, you know, vacationers, cash travelers who are taking advantage of the things you can do with a split stay vacation that, give you some unique perspectives. So in any case, the tips we all have to share will apply equally for Disney Vacation Club folks and folks who are not Vacation Club members, but, you know, might like to experience more than one resort on the same Walt Disney World vacation stay. Then we get our next live show, which will be March 5th at 7 o'clock Central Time here on Diz Talk Radio. Now, that show will be celebrating Diz Dad's podcast's 6th birthday. That's right. It will be the beginning of our 6th year of podcasting. We're working on some special things for that milestone show, and I hope to have some announcements about that in the coming weeks. It's really not quite ready yet, but really, really excited about some things that we've got coming up. And so because we're celebrating our 6th birthday, we're going to be joined by Nathan Trent, who was also on the podcast panel for Diz Dad's podcast number 1 way back in February 11th, 2011. And we'll also be joined by Paul, Terry, and Brad Coates. We'll get some more details on that birthday show, I'm sure, as we go forward. It's a little nebulous at the moment, but I'm looking forward to it. Always fun to celebrate a birthday. Now, we'll get back to the recorded shows on Sunday, March 12th. And we'll be heading out west for the first time in this set of shows and talking about the best Disneyland dark rides with a panel of Kevin Crossman, David Platt, and Chris Papchak. Chris is a guy, he came on the podcast for the first time in this last set of shows as a sub, kind of filling in for somebody. So I'm really glad to see Chris, you know, joining a regular podcast panel. It's always nice to have a new perspective, especially another new Disneyland perspective, because we do tend to, you know, be a little bit Walt Disney World focused sometimes. So nice to round out our Disneyland crew a little bit with Chris's participation. Now, the show that we're scheduled to release on March 19th, I took inspiration for that one from a show we did quite a while back, a little over 4 years ago. We did one of my favorite recordings ever. I don't know. You all may not feel the same way, but I had a blast recording it. So I always think about it when I'm, you know, thinking about my favorite shows. And that's a show we called Rich Man, Poor Man. On that show, the panel priced out the least expensive and the most expensive Walt Disney World vacations we could. And then we talked about what those vacations might be like. Now, this time, Kevin Bentley and Paul are going to join me again to play Rich Man, Poor Man with Disney Cruise Line. We do still have one spot available on the panel for that recording. So if you'd like to pretend to spend Warren Buffett's fortune on a Disney Cruise Line vacation, send an email to podcast@dizdads.com and let us know. I'd love to add you to that panel. Now, the show is scheduled to be released on March 19th. The actual recording of that show will be at the end of February, on Tuesday, February 28th. So if you're available the evening of Tuesday, February 28th, and would like to talk about, you know, the most expensive Disney Cruise Line cruise you could imagine, and the least expensive Disney Cruise Line cruise you could imagine, just let us know. Now, finally, we'll close out March with our first significant look at Walt Disney World value resorts, you know, as a whole, in about 2 years. Now, Don Donfris was also on the panel back in 2015 when we looked at value resorts. He'll be back with us again for this show at the end of March. He'll be joined this time by Nathan Trent and Brady Amond, finally making his Diz Dads podcast debut. Brady, we've been trying to get him on the show for quite some time. And if I remember correctly, he was actually scheduled at one point to be on the show, and he ran into some technical difficulties and wasn't able to make it. So, Brady, get in touch. Let's get those technical things figured out and worked out right up front, because I'm looking forward to your take on the Walt Disney World value resorts. Now, we're going to begin April. Obviously, we do the first Sunday of each month is the live show slot. So we've got a live show for April on April 2nd. And I had resisted doing any kind of, you know, April Fool's show or any kind of post or anything like that for a long time. I think I looked back in the blog, and way back in 2011, there was a post about, you know, how I hate April Fool's Day stuff, and I don't like what it does to the community and all that. This year, I guess I'm kind of relenting a little bit, but what I figured was that it wouldn't be so bad if, you know, we did an April Fool's show, but we were upfront about it. And so we're going to go ahead, and on April 2nd, we're going to do something that's close to an April Fool's show. I'm going to take our cue from one of the original news parody comedy shows, and I'm going to borrow sort of the spirit of an old show called Not Necessarily the News. I don't know if you remember it, but it was a creature of my childhood in the 80s. It was one of the original, you know, one of the first HBO original series. They'd done like comedy one-shots and things, but it's you know, one of their first series. And so anyway, the idea here is that we're going to put together a show called Not Necessarily the Disney News. It's April Fool's-ish in the sense that it will not be real Disney news, but we're going to be upfront about it and just make fun of it. So far, Kevin Crossman's been the only one brave enough to volunteer to join me in putting together a show that's full of intentionally fake news. I'd love to have at least one more join us for this live podcast recording. Obviously, it goes out live. We record at the same time on Sunday, April 2nd, 2017. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and has the potential to really be a blast to put together, but we really could use some additional feedback. The next thing that we've got on deck on April 9th is, you know, back to serious Disney Parks business. We'll be talking about the best of Disney Parks value-added experiences. You know, those little extra cost sort of special event type things. And the panel for this show is James Cameron, Brad Coates, and Chad King. And between the three of them, you know, they've checked out a lot of these kinds of events at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. So we should really get a nice overview of what the best of these Disney Parks value-added experiences are. On April 16th, we'll bring you what, you know, we all need the day after United States federal income taxes are due. Yes, it's the return of the beer cast. David Jewart, who is the host of the Weekly Pint podcast here at Diz Talk Radio, and you can also find the Weekly Pint at weeklypintpodcast.com. He'll be back leading the panel with Beercast regulars Don Donfris and Richard Grady. We'll have some more information about, you know, details of the 11th edition of Beercast a bit closer to showtime, so you can maybe drink along with us at home when that one comes out in mid-April. But we're excited to bring you the 11th edition of Beercast. On April 23rd, we will circle back to the Walt Disney World Moderate Resorts for the first time in a couple of years. We talked about value resorts earlier in this cycle. We're going to do moderate resorts this time. David Jewart will be returning to the moderate resort panel. He was on that panel back in 2015. He's going to be joined again by Richard Grady and by Roy David. Then we'll wrap up this series of episodes on April 30th. And we're going to head back out to Disneyland for a discussion of character dining at Disneyland with West Coasters David Platt and Chris Papchek. And they're going to be joined this time by Brad Coates. I think this is going to be a really interesting topic. I looked back and I was surprised that we hadn't devoted a whole show to Disneyland character dining, because it's substantially different from the way that we do character dining at Walt Disney World. And so there's some interesting and useful material that'll be discussed on that show. So that will wrap up this sort of, spring cycle, late winter, early spring cycle. I want to give you just a very quick glimpse at where we're going to head after that. I don't want to get into details too much, but the May live show will have us sort of, getting started towards our annual summer tournament. This year, we're doing a Walt Disney World quick service restaurant tournament, and we're going to introduce that tournament at our May live show, doing something completely different than we've done before. Each of our tournaments, we tried a lot of different methods for setting up brackets and organizing them. I'm really excited to do something, again, completely different for this tournament. The live show will be all set up of the tournament, and then that next show, that second show in May, will actually be show number 500 for the Diz Dads podcast. So, a major milestone coming up this summer. Lots of good stuff happening here. So I think, if you look back at this series of shows that I've been talking about, you'll find that the common thread is that these are topics that, we talk about in the Facebook group. They're things that come up repeatedly. It's really, in a lot of ways, carrying on those conversations, just sharing the discussion more publicly. Our best ideas are the ideas that come from listeners. So, as always, you've heard from us. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@dizdads.com, visit our blog, dizdads.com, tweet us at dizdadspodcast on Twitter, and visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/dizdadspodcast. Until next time, I've been Aaron Rittmaster. Yep, just Aaron Rittmaster. I will have some other folks with me the next time, and we'll be back again next week talking fine dining at Walt Disney World. Looking forward to it. Thanks for listening, Darcy. Hopefully more folks will be able to join us next time.